This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 21. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Welcome back to the Making Good Podcast. It's fabulous to have you here for another episode. Now, as I record this, the summer holidays are in full swing, or at least we've made it to the end of the first week, and my mojo seems to have taken the opportunity to hightail it off, suitcase packed, to chill out somewhere in the sun, I think, leaving me with two slightly bored children to entertain and no mojo. I'm not sure if it's the abrupt change in routine or the pressure of being said chief entertainer for the small people, or the fact that I'm now trying to squeeze what I was doing during a normal school hours week just into the evenings. But whatever the cause, this last week, my mojo and my motivation for forging ahead with new plans and goals has very much been lacking. Now again, this is one of those things that makes me feel a little bit vulnerable admitting to. I feel like as a coach, I should always be somehow perfect. I should always be modelling the best behaviours and have strategised my business to within an inch of its life. And I should be able to stay motivated 24/7. But we all know life isn't like that. And that business, any business, isn't like that. So I figured that if I have times when I struggle to maintain my motivation, when my mojo goes walkabout and off on holiday, then maybe you might too. So I decided to put my mojo-less state to good use and to use it as inspiration for this podcast episode. Because what is it they say about every cloud and a silver lining? So I'm going to share some strategies with you today to help us all get back on that proverbial horse and to start taking those steps, baby steps or otherwise, towards our goals and our dreams. So first up, my advice would be to reconnect with your why. Back in episode 3, which feels like a long time ago now I'm a veteran of 21 episodes, one of the very first podcast episodes I recorded, I talked about starting with why. So this means getting really clear on the reasons why you're doing what you're doing. For me, one of my main whys is wanting to make a difference, to change the way we do business. We live on a planet with finite resources, and business as normal, business that calls for infinite growth at the expense of people and planet, is quite frankly no longer possible. I genuinely believe we can all make a positive impact on the world, and that as business owners, that impact has the potential to be amplified because we reach so many more people. What I want to do is help as many people as possible to create and grow good businesses, because together we really can change the face of business and help to tackle some of the hugely complex issues that as a humanity we're facing. Reminding myself of this and just how important this is to me is actually a really great way to remotivate myself, especially when I get bogged down in that day-to-day stuff and I forget to look up and to see that big picture. And another of my whys is that I want to create a business that I can work around the kids. As tempted as I might be at this point in the summer holidays when their bickering reaches a crescendo to pack them off to summer camps and to sports days, I know how precious this time is and how quickly it will pass. I want to be able to be there for them and to do the school runs and the assemblies while they're still young enough to want me to. So the other day, I have to confess, in a total funk and feeling like all I wanted to do was crawl back into bed. And I asked myself why I'm doing what I'm doing, and I remembered those reasons that I've just talked about above and more besides. And although it didn't necessarily see me skipping eagerly back to the computer to write my weekly email or to gaily engage with the kids without being distracted by social media, it really did remind me why all this is so important to me and why I started in the first place. Okay, so that's strategy number one. Strategy number two, to remotivate, to engage with your community or your tribe. What groups, either online or off, are you a part of, where you could go and share how you're feeling? Obviously, nobody likes a moaning mini all the time, but if every so often you're in need of a pick-me-up or a virtual hug, it can actually be really helpful to be vulnerable every so often. You can bet your bottom dollar that at least one person will be so relieved that you've shared because they're feeling the same way too. I think we could all be guilty of just presenting our best face all the time, especially on social media or maybe if we're at a networking event, pretending everything's going swimmingly because it seems like everyone else, it is for everyone else. So sometimes it just takes one person to show a little chink of vulnerability, to open the floodgates and for us all to start being a bit more real. And just knowing that there are other people in the same boat can be enough to start to feel a little bit brighter about things. Is that a bit sadistic? Now, the third way, another great way to remotivate yourself if you aren't feeling like you're maybe quite ready to be vulnerable quite so publicly, is to have a little look back through your emails or your blog comments or your reviews and remind yourself of all the lovely comments that you've had, all the people you've touched or inspired or who've loved what you've created. I've gone as far as creating a file on my computer that I've called Nice Stuff, where I keep exactly these kinds of things. And that way, if I'm feeling a bit low, or dare I say it, a little bit self-pitying, then I can click on that file and I can bask in the glow of unsolicited praise just for a moment or two. Okay, so far we've had reconnecting with your why, we've had sharing with your friends or your online community, and we've had reminding yourself how awesome you are by looking back at some positive feedback. And the fourth strategy of the five I'm going to share with you today is to take action regardless. Even if all you want to do is crawl back to bed and hide under the duvet, set yourself one teeny tiny little goal. It doesn't even have to be business related. It can be getting up and having a shower, sticking your trainers on and going for a walk or a jog, or baking a cake, whatever floats your boat and gets you up and moving. And once you're up and you've moved, think of one tiny thing you can do for your business. It might be answering three easy emails or writing one Facebook post. It might just be sharing a GIF or a quote, or sharing one photo on Instagram, or even just picking the title for the next blog post you're going to write. You don't even have to write it, you just have to pick the title and write it down somewhere. Because the thing is that taking action gives you momentum. Maybe not a huge amount, but the effort and energy you need for that first step is way more than it will be for the next step, and the next, and the next. So make that first step as easy and as achievable as possible. Save the big stuff, the hard stuff, for another day. Today, we're just getting started. And then the last strategy today is to get some accountability. Tell someone what your goals are for the day, for the week, for the month. Just that simple act and the sense of the deadline, of someone else knowing if you don't do what you've committed to, can be a really powerful motivator for getting out there and getting on, regardless of how rubbish you might be feeling. When I started this podcast, I said in episode one, I honestly spent about 3 years procrastinating over it. I was really, really scared of the tech, and I was terrified of putting myself out there in a whole new way. So I put it off and I put it off. And in the end, I got fed up with it and I emailed 12 people to ask them if they would be on my as yet non-existent podcast. And that way, when I started getting replies from people saying yes, I was forced out of my procrastination and into action. The thought of having to turn around to those people, many of whom are kind of like my ethical business crushes, and to say that actually I couldn't do it after all, that thought was scarier than the thought of having to tackle the tech and put myself out there. So one of the reasons that many people find coaching really helpful is that element of accountability. When we run our own businesses, when we're in charge of our own to-do list and our own day-to-day progress, it can be all too easy to get distracted from the big goals and the things that we need to be focusing on to really make things happen. When you have a coach to hold you accountable to those goals and to your deadlines, it can be really, really motivating, especially when you've got a call with them the next day. And another option might be to buddy up with someone who's in a similar position. So who else do you know who's running their own business? Are you in any Facebook groups where you could buddy up with someone to get some weekly or fortnightly or monthly accountability? It doesn't really have to be particularly onerous. You can just simply email each other with your week's main goals on a Monday and then just check back in together on a Friday. There's no punishment, there's no consequences for not meeting your goals, but there's something about the human psyche that seems that for many of us, we'll find that just knowing we're going to have to fess up to someone else that we haven't made the progress that we wanted to can really push us to go that extra mile when we don't want to and to really stick to our guns. So there we go. Just to recap, the 5 strategies to try the next time you're feeling a bit flat and your mojo's buggered off on holiday are: 1, reconnect with your why. 2, reach out to friends or your online community and share how you're feeling. And then I want to point out that this isn't intended to provoke any kind of self-pity wallow fest, but sometimes it's good to know you're not alone, and sometimes just sharing how you feel can bring you that step closer to shaking it off. So 3, remind yourself of the lovely comments and the feedbacks that you've had in the past, whether that was a reply to an email you sent out or a comment on a blog post or feedback you've had on one of your services and products. 4, to get moving, to take some action, set yourself a teeny tiny goal and take action on it. Push through the funk. Force yourself to do this one thing. Sometimes it can help to think of a reward that you can give yourself. So maybe a cup of tea and a biscuit, or even maybe for me, that longed for early night. You can tell how rock and roll we are in my house. Cups of tea and biscuits and early nights are the ultimate thing to dream about. And the last one is finding someone to be accountable to. So there you go. I'd love to hear what different strategies you use if you're feeling a bit low and maybe you're questioning your sanity of what exactly you're doing, if only just to reassure me that I'm not alone sometimes feeling this way. So do drop me a line. My email is jen@jengale.co.uk. I'd love to hear from you. Or you can come over and join in the chat in my Making Good Facebook community, which incidentally is a brilliant place to come if you're looking for an online community or a tribe to come and connect with other ethical business owners and social entrepreneurs to get some support and maybe even that spot of accountability if you'd like it. So have a brilliant week, and I'll see you next time when I've got an absolute cracker of an episode lined up, demystifying all things Facebook. You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.